This is episode number 2379 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 6th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Last night, the 65th Grammy Awards here in La La Land.
Yeah.
Beyonce, well, she tied for the most Grammy nominations in history with her collaborating husband, Jay-Z.
They have like 83 nominations or something like that. 88, 83, something.
And I haven't heard enough Beyonce. I mean, I've heard, I know Beyonce. But am I a connoisseur of Beyonce music? I'm not.
Oh, really? Okay. No, Beyonce's cool. I mean, you know,
no,
love
I know.
Beyonce.
I just haven't heard. I don't hear. Well.
Well, she is. She's superstar status.
Oh, sure.
Has been for nearly two
long
decades.
Time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So she deserves it.
She deserves it.
She's awesome. Yeah.
Well, in superstar status, she won her first Grammy before even showing up. Before even showing up. She was fashionably late.
Queen Bey was fashionably late to her own party.
She was not even room to receive her first Grammy last night.
Is that crazy?
And she also missed the red carpet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was intentional.
Apparently it was due to LA traffic.
Oh. Well, so, what was going on yesterday? It wasn't like we had a football game or... Did we have
I
that,
don't know.
Did we
Everybody
have that
else was there.
Well, that's true, right?
A lot of people went through the same traffic, obviously, earlier on time.
See, I don't know what time the Grammys start here. We know when the Golden Globes start. And the Grammys, I think, start around 5 o'clock our time.
I think so.
On a Sunday. It's not necessarily the worst traffic day of the week in downtown, but okay. I can see
well,
that.
Well, it sounded like she was already late to start with.
Well, yeah, she probably got a late start.
And then maybe hit a pocket or something.
Yeah, probably got stuck on the 110 somewhere.
So she eventually arrived to the ceremony at the Crypto.com Arena late. Presenter Trevor Noah had to deliver her first Grammy to her table after the fact.
Beyonce, you missed it, but you won. Here's your Grammy. Oh, my God.
Later in the evening, Queen Bey broke the record for most Grammy wins, previously held by the late classical conductor George Solti at 31.
Wow.
So Beyonce took home 4 Grammys in total last night. 2 prior to the televised portion.
See, I like this. I like that they actually give them awards that aren't on TV because I'm tired of award shows. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like give them all the awards and then have them stand up for a final half an hour, picture. You know, it's like, hey, all you winners up on stage, come on. And
there
then just
go.
Pan them for about 5 minutes and then you go, hey, Beyonce won. How cool is that? Let me go check that out online. What did she win? I didn't even know what she was up for. You know what? I also heard that Taylor Swift, was giving Harry Styles a standing O when he won. I think he won for Album of the Year last night. They're exes, you know. Everybody in that room is Taylor Swift's ex. Who are we talking about?
Oh, she
about
did
here?
Date him, didn't she?
Yes, she dated. Who hasn't she dated?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God. Really? Well, congratulations to Beyonce. I'm glad that she's still relevant. I love her. I've seen the dress she wore last night. And I'm good about that. And Jay-Z, good on you, buddy.
Tom Brady got some criticism for his tweet Friday about having time to watch 80 for Brady 4 times in one day.
What? Wait a minute. He had that much time? 4 times? Holy...
Now, to be fair, the movie about 4 octogenarian women going to the Super Bowl in 2017 to root for Tom Terrific is receiving pretty good reviews.
Yeah, I've heard that. But it's not because of him.
No, but what I didn't know, I knew he was in the movie, but what I didn't know is that he is the producer of the film.
Well, yeah, but he's got media things now. That's his thing. He's Mr. Hollywood now. And I knew that was going to happen. But the thing about this movie that makes it, obviously, is the all-star cast of Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin and Rita Moreno
and
Sally
Field.
Field.
I'd go see it for Sally Field.
This
That's
is another 9-to-5 kind of thing. This is going to be stellar, you know, in terms of their star power.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a stupid premise, but... You know, whatever.
But it's based on a true story.
Is it based on a true story?
Yes, sir,
I think
it is.
Heard that somewhere, yeah. Wow.
Yes, it is
four
actually
octogenarians
very based on
wanted
very,
to go see the New England
story.
Patriots. Wow. Okay, good for them.
And I don't know that it was the New England Patriots. I'm not too sure exactly what the true story is,
okay.
But I know it's based very closely.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
So he had time to go see the movie four times. Wow.
Now, we couldn't resist reading some of the comments to his tweet Friday. Comments like, but you know what? He retired. Okay.
Yeah, so no, he's got time.
He's got time. What's wrong with that?
I don't know what's wrong. Until he takes his next gig, which is going to be obviously Fox commentator, but he doesn't need to do anything until next year. So he's got.
So, but here's some good ones. It was not a bad place to be if you want to get away from crowds. And then, does your retirement allow for buttered popcorn?
Oh, well, yeah, there. Yeah, that's tough. Tom and Brady. Then, and bread, Tom.
Yes.
You can eat bread now, buddy.
And then, get that matinee price. You need to save some money now.
Yes, of course. He's not got a job.
And then, here's another one. You also have time to come to my birthday party. I never invited you because I knew you were busy.
I like that one. That's my favorite. You got time to come to my birthday party. Man. All right. Well, good for Tom. Tom, terrific. I'm going to see the movie, but I'm not going to pay to see the movie.
Right.
I'm
going
to wait for it to come on Peacock or whatever, and I'll watch it then. I mean, because I don't want to spend money on it. All right.
Well, you already spend money on the streaming anyway.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, so we're already giving. We're givers. With our apologies to Gisele Bündchen and Halle Berry.
No apologies.
No, Gisele, she doesn't get any of this. I doubt she gets any of this. So it's all right. She's probably not even in it either. If she was, she probably got cut
out. Well, it was probably made before they were,
Anyway. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.